Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, all you ladies and gents, and all of that good stuff. This is PNP, Talk to the Twins. Yes, anyway, we had to do that little harmonizing. Well, actually, you can hear Angel Wing. She's over there preparing. She has a little one that's under the weather right now, so she's trying to make sure that he's all comfortable. Well, we are live once again for Love and Relationships. Yes, one of our favorite shows to do, because we love talking about love, and it's the experience. You have one twin that is single, and you have one that is married, so you get two sides, two different perspectives of what love and relationships is. Now, you have one that's out here in the dating world and one that's not in the dating world, and I try to tell her, you don't want to be out here, honey, because it is no fun, let me tell you. Especially, we're in the ATL, so, you know, it's plenty to choose from here and there. And then, again, this is the capital of diseases. So you got to be protected, and you got to stay safe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I want to put on some romantic music while we speak on this hot topic. Here.
Get it going, Lisa.
Yeah. Jazzy.
Oh, did you give him the name?
Oh, yeah. This is Butterfly.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is Angel Wing. And this is Angel Wing.
It's here. That's Angel Wing giving us her rendition of how she say her name and how she's feeling tonight. Sounds like she's feeling pretty good, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's feeling herself. Well, this edition, episode of Talk to the Twins, we are talking about, what's the topic again, Angel Wing? I know it, but I just like her to say it because her voice is so sexy.
Yeah, right.
Creating your atmosphere of love.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, I got to do it on mine. Huh? We're trying to get things to pull together here in the studio. In our own home studio now, so don't think you come out to the studio with us now. Cause this is a private studio. It's exclusive, honey. Exclusive to the group. Yes. And Angel, we can go grab me my other instrument. Then we can record this and put it up later for late day. On the table, letting the breeze. Yes. Well, we've gotten some emails and some text messages and some inboxes and some DMs about this show, and we want to answer some of the questions that came in. How to set a romantic mood and how to set the atmosphere for love. Well, that gives me to do the two snaps in a round word, because for a single woman that loves to be romantic, as for me, I can't speak on so many others. So I can't give you an idea of what they're thinking. A nice, warm, cozy place.
Yeah.
That can set the mood and the atmosphere is always the warming and welcoming thing for a romance. So you want to make sure the colors or the lighting is in a great setting so that the mood can come in. You know, you can dim the lights, have candle light, you know, so to set your room, you would want to do more of a warm tone with candles, satin sheets, satin bedding. It's really nice. Lots of pillows to adorn the bed. And you have to make sure you have the scent. Your scent has to be right. You have to have the scent of lavender and vanilla. Also, a cinnamon scent would be really nice because it's a scent that calms you down and sets the atmosphere for the moment. Now, I know everyone is thinking, ooh, that sounds nice, but it's only in a dream. It is not in a dream. It can happen. It can be that for you. If you open up your imagination and let Twice come and decorate for you, so we can do that. We can do that for you. I'm going to need you to say more than yes. I'm going to need you to give me some input. Okay, come on with it, because I want to know what's your idea as a married woman, what type of atmosphere or setting and colors that brings out that romantic side in you, because our people that are inboxing us and DMing us wants to know the answer to that question.
Oh, wow. Well, let me tell you, honey. Ooh, we ooh, Jesus. So, I would say for a romantic setting, first, for me, it starts with the mind. So, wash my dishes. Okay. And so when I come in and see a clean kitchen, that's going to get me in the mood for love. So once I see that, and then as you set the atmosphere, you want to have kind words to say to each other. Focus on the highs, and then later you can go to the loo. If you get my drift.
Yes.
And, you know, it's important that you have an atmosphere of love. And the atmosphere of love is not only the decor, but it's also the attitude in which you bring to the table.
Yes.
So if you have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of respect, that will bring quite a bit of love to the atmosphere that you're in. So, you know, just get the color of love, the colors of, you know, that the gray tones are awesome because you can't use any other kind of with your as long as you have a neutral color in the room. But like you said, pillow, and I know, I mean, this is set up flowers, maybe to give it a great atmosphere. Just have the room set up with flowers, and to also have sounds are very good to have in your room. Sounds of music, melodic sounds, jazz is a great thing to have. Also, when you think about setting an atmosphere of love, you know, like I said, it's serving each other.
Doing something kind for one another. So you're listening to PNP Talk to the Twins. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. Yes.
Yes, we are live and we are in full effect. And we thank you all for tuning in to our show. And our topic tonight is creating the atmosphere of love. And we've also come to the conclusion that being a servant to each other, it doesn't go one way, but both ways. Like I said, you know, I love to see in sync, no dishes. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he wants, you know, you to pick up his laundry.
Right.
So
right.
Serving in different ways for the mental. Now we're going to go to the aspects of the decor.
Ooh, I can't wait till you got to that point.
Yeah, well, you got to build it. You have to build it because you got to use the mental psyche as well as
the physical surroundings in order for it to manifest.
Wow, that's a lot for you to say that.
Yes. And yes. I did say that the gray tones were very neutral and very good for a room. If you have gray walls, I did say that.
And what kind of mood does that bring you to?
It brings you to a neutral mood.
And then this music is really bringing up the mood and the atmosphere, making it really, really
hot.
Yes. It makes you want to sway.
Not too far.
And sway.
Not too low. Well, you know, we have fun on our show. That's how we do it. Now, we're talking about the mental psyche. We're talking about creating an atmosphere of love with your mate. And like we said, we have colors that we can use and that we can bounce off of. And like I said, my favorite would be the gray. Because if you go too light, it might not be dry. You don't want a happy sunshine of gray. You can use that for another day. But the gray.
Oh, she's rad.
Yes, sir, I got some seals. But, you know, the gray, the neutral tones, the taupe. The chocolates are very romantic, if you did not know. Because women, we love chocolate. And the chocolate room color is very beautiful, the brown. And it gives it a dark, melodic mood and sense of comfort to be together. And it's not too bright and overpowering. So you would love to go with either a brown tone or the gray tones on your wall.
Yeah.
Even if you have an accent wall. And when you do the accent wall, you need to make sure that it's the main wall that you want to walk in the room and see in order to bounce that.
Oh, look. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Got to give you a hand clap for that.
Thank you. Yes, a hand clap. Ooh, we are live on PNP Talk to the Twins.
I'm Butterfly,
and I'm Angel.
You are listening to the Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we are back with those jazzy sounds. And, you know, another good thing to do is to make sure your window drapings are not too full, but light enough and a little, you know, in between. You want to go medium with your windows. So that way it can draw in light during the day, but in the evening can drown out all that light that comes in from the headlights or the lamps or wherever you live. It all depends on your location.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Oh, and don't forget, a beautiful chandelier in a boudoir in a bedroom is all the rage. Yes, it will set the mood. The dimness of the light, if you have a room with the light that dim or brightens or whatever, would be great. Now, I'm not telling you to get a lamp and hang a sheet over it to try to get you a dim room, because you may burn up in that bad boy if you fall asleep.
Right.
But I'm saying, have some the light a little dimmer than you would most likely. It would be nice if you know had a beautiful lamp, but had the
light lighted. Yes.
Don't get the 100-watt bulb. Get the 50-watt.
Don't have 50. Have 50 though.
They have 50-watt.
Oh, they do.
I never had one.
And two. Okay, we have another question that came through to our DM. Okay, they want to know, what colors do you recommend for the wall? We said the grays, so we'll reiterate that. But, you know, the taupes are really romantic. You can pick out your favorite color, you know, and go with that. But you can also use it as a accent wall. So the taupes, the grays, the blues, try to stay as neutral as you can. And then you can, you know, add accessory and add color here and there. So
okay.
That's a good, great question. Thank you, listener, for that question. Oh, we have another question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Someone asked, is flowers a good thing to have in a room? Not too many flowers. You don't want to emasculate the male. He doesn't want to see flowers everywhere. He doesn't want to be in a poppy rose place like the little business. A flower here and there, maybe, but give it, you know, a little less Cinderella, a little more, you know, neutral tone.
Yes, classy elegant is really good. And
less is more.
Yes, yes. At one time in my life, I had a leopard theme room.
Ooh.
Where I had the canopy
bed. I love that.
You know, when those were really popular, I had the canopy bed with the canopy shears. I had the cream shears. I had the animal print as my bed dressing, and I had, you know, my windows with a nice taupe adorned silk.
Yes, you stayed neutral.
Yes, I stayed neutral. And it was very romantic. Although
it brought the animal out.
It brought the tiger out. Yes, yes, I'm talking about tiger.
Ooh.
It's a tiger live within everybody, I believe.
Yeah.
And then in the right atmosphere,
the tiger will come out.
And you think about, you know, when you say to bring texture to the room, to use animal print or to use zebra or to use like a faux. Because I had faux and I was like the faux fur.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want Peter to come out. We said faux fur. Yes, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Or carpet. You want nice carpet. My husband loves to
put his feet down in the air.
Yes, you want to give the atmosphere of a warm, cozy feeling, romantic feeling. And having a nice tone of, you know, light music. Jazz is what we love. Light jazz is something that really sparks the mood for you. So that in the room would be just beautiful. And like you said, the question earlier about the flowers, you want to have a balance in there. So, you know, you can have, you know, a flower here or there, but I wouldn't overdo it with the flowers and staying neutral in your color zones and making sure that the room is nice and cozy. You don't want it too hot, but you do want a cozy feel. And, you know, everybody has a different taste. You have those that are, you know, like more modern. Then you have those that like more chic. Then you have those that are more classic or eclectic. Yes, that's a good one. So you have to go within your style. But remember, the colors can be used in any of those different design types.
And then you need to take in consideration the time of the season. Like this season, it is starting fall. So the fall colors would be great in a room.
Yeah,
keep the atmosphere and that loving vibe going on in the bedroom for you and your husband. And, you know, and in the summertime, you want to go a little bit lighter, a little bit fluffier, you know, with maybe white sheets, but still keep the walls a neutral tone with the gray or the brown. And then you can always add a pop of color through a rug, through a vase or a curtain if you want.
Ooh, did you say vase?
A vase.
Oh, yes. I like how you said that. Lazard.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, anyway, you want to make sure that you are listening in PNP Talk to the Twins. We are giving you some decorating tips to make the atmosphere beautiful and romantic for you and your special loved one. We want you to continue to listen to us because we have great ideas, as always. And if you have any questions, make sure you DM us or send us a message at twicetwins@gmail.com, or you can even send it to talktothetwinsshow@gmail.com.
Yes. And also remember that we do also do advertisements for business owners, authors, and event planners. So give us a call at
678-765-9844.
Again, that number is
678-765-9844.
Yes, and we will be more than happy to help you at a great price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat it with a bet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And today's show has been sponsored by Trinity Motors.
Yes. Thank you, Trinity Motors. We appreciate you.
Yes, indeed, we do.
Okay. Do we have any more questions coming in on the DM?
Let's see. Let's check. Oh. Let's see, we have one here. Yes, from Foxy Lady. She says her man does not like red.
Okay.
Well, if he doesn't like red, go with blue. Blue is a great color to go with, and you can add a touch of red in there. So that way you won't have to worry about him liking a color and you him not liking a color and you liking a color. So, yo, you have to learn to compromise so the room can be an atmosphere not for only him but for you as well.
That's a good answer.
You get the answer you need because she gave you the truth. About the roof.
About the colors, yes.
Ooh,
colors,
lines are lit up.
Yes. Colors play an important part in making a room and an atmosphere romantic. And sometimes that red, it might be a little bit too strong.
Yeah, too strong for that type of room. If you're in a high-energy room, I'm not saying you don't want high energy in a romantic space, but if you're in a high-energy room, red, of course, that would look good in there. So.
Yeah, and it really depends on the person and their taste.
Yes, it does. It does. It does. But anyway, we have had such a good time in answering questions on PNP Talk to the Twins. We thank you so much. We're going to go to one of our favorite songs, I Can't Thank God Enough. And this is good by Raptor. The song there that was written by Rapture Ministries.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, we like to keep it positive on our show. And, you know,
always.
We've been doing love and relationships for over
what, 3 years now? When we started with the love and relationship and the inspiration on toxic relationships, and we've integrated into, you know, we've been doing decorating for many years, over 19 years, 20 years plus. So we all, you know, have all that awesome gifts and knowledge, and we want to, you know, spread it to the world, and we want people to know that, you know, you can be inspirational in any aspect of your life, anything that you do or that you're passionate about, and you want to share it and love on people with it. I think that's amazing. Usually your pain is your passion, and your passion is your pain. But you know what? We thank you all for tuning in to PNT Talk to the Twins. You're fabulous. We're fabulous. And it's a fabulous world we live in.
Yes. So continue being fabulous. Cease prayer without ceasing. Continue to stay the course. And just know that Talk to the Twins love you. We're here to encourage you and to give you motivation to make it through the day, to empower you ladies.
To make it through the week.
Yes, to life is what you're making. So,
exactly.
Create your own opportunity. Don't wait on someone to create it for you. That's what we did with Talk to the Twins, and we are making it work. I mean, never give up on your dreams and your hopes. There's always a way. If you really want it, you can have it. So never give up, and stay positive. Stay positive and stay focused. Yes, stay focused, because you are the one.
You are awesome in your own right. And she said the one that is awesome.
Yes. So once again, we thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Trinity Motors, for our sponsorship. Thank you for listening to Talk to the Twins. If you have any questions or would like to ever be on the show, make sure you DM us or send us an email, twicetwins@gmail.com, twice with a one. And that's how you do it. We love you. We thank you. And God bless you. Have a blessed, blessed day and a blessed, blessed week. We are awesome, and so are you. Now you got to speak them things out and know who you are.
Yeah.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Have a great night. We love you.